This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hashem, welcome everyone. We're continuing our series on Tefillah, but we're going to mix the Shir on Tefillah with the subject we've been learning about a lot lately, and that is Tzipisa LeYeshua. We're learning about Kriya Shema. Our Shirim on Tefillah are dedicated by our dear friend, Rabbi Salel Rose, in honor of the Aliyas Neshama of his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, Neshama Shabbat Aliyah, B'Yomeos Yosher for his whole family, Ad Bias Goyal Tzedek. Here is the subject that we are discussing, Kriya Shema. In a previous year, we mentioned 14 times in davening, do you see this? That you could be Mitzapa Yeshua. Now the amazing news is, check this out. My friend, Rabbi Yaakov Tubi, he produced these beautiful bookmarks. You put it in your siddur, and it will remind you of the 14 places in Shacharis to be Mitzapa Yeshua. Actually, we just found number 15, so it's okay. We're always looking to expand. If you remember, some of the 14 times, the Hiratzon before the Karban HaTamid, and after Rabbi Shmuel Omer, the Hiratzon, by Kaddish, by the Halalukas, at the end of by Ahava Rabba Vavien L'Shalom, the Bracha of Goyal Yisrael, the Bracha of Tika B'Shoifar, V'Yushalayim Ircha, Kili Shuasra Kvin Kayayim, Ritzei, Sheyabana Beis HaMikdash at the end of Shemayna Esrei, Uvalat Tzion, and Aleinu. Okay, we discussed that at length. We're now going to uncover a 15th place and a very important place, and that is a kavana when you say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We've learned many, many kavanos, but there's a basic kavana that Rashi says Ala Torah, comes from the Sifri, and that is Rashi says, what is the meaning of the pasuk? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Says Rashi, what does it mean Hashem Elokeinu? Hashem is our God, as opposed to whose God? And then what does it mean? There's one Hashem. Says Rashi, Hashem Shehu Elokeinu Ata, Hashem, who is our God now, V'loi Elokei Ha'umais Oivdei Alilam, and not the God of the nations of the world, Hu Asid Liyos Hashem Echad, He is destined to be one Hashem. Shenemar, Ki Az Epoich El Amim Safa Verura Likroi Kula Meshem Hashem. The pasuk says, then I will overturn to the nations in a clear speech that they will all call out in the name of Hashem. V'nemar b'yom ahu yiyah Hashem echad u'shma yechad. So the meaning of Shema Yisrael is, Hashem, who is our God now, He is destined to be accepted by the whole world. So in other words, when you say Shema, it is an exercise in awaiting and anticipating and yearning for the coming of Mashiach, which is an additional opportunity to be Mitzapa LeYeshua. Now, I came across in the commentary Oilas Tamid, which is a perush on the Siddur from Rav Shmuel Hamaner, the author of Eved HaMelech. He discusses in his Sfarim, always to bear in mind when you're being Mekayim, certain mitzvahs or in Yanim, what Sukkim you're fulfilling. And he writes that b'chol rega sh'ata mekaveh u'mechakeh l'bias ha-Mashiach, every moment that you anticipate and you yearn for the coming of Mashiach, ata mekayim b'zeh shtei mitzvahs midibrei Kabbalah, you fulfill two mitzvahs from the Nevi'im. Number one, a pasuk in Chavakuk, Perek Beis Pasuk Gimel, that says, im yismamea, even if it delays, chakeloi, wait for it, ki vay avay, it will surely come. and the Navi Tzafanya that says Lachin Chakuli Noam Hashem. So here we have the pasuk that says, "Oh, it got cut off a little bit over here." But Ki Oid Chazoin Lamoid, it should say. There is yet time for the opportune moment. V'yafeach laketz v'lo yechazev. The end will not be deceitful. Im yismama chakeloi kivayavoi lo yacher. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. So that's one pasuk. That's one mitzvah from the Nevi'im that by awaiting the coming of Mashiach, one will fulfill. And another one is the pasuk in Sefania, Lachin Chakuli, Noam Hashem. Wait for me, says God. Liyom Kumi La'ad, the day that I get up forever. Ki Mishpati, it is my judgment. Le'esoiv Goyim, to gather the nations. L'kavtsi Mamlachais, Lishboi Chaleim Zami, to pour out my anger. Kol Charoi Napi, Ki Ve'esh Kenasi, Te'achel Kol Aretz. Because in the fire of my wrath, the whole earth will be consumed. We happened a few weeks ago, we pointed out something amazing from this pasuk. This is the only pasuk in Tanakh that has every letter of the Hebrew alphabet, including the final letters. So not only are all 22 letters represented here, but you have a final nun, you have a final mem, you have a final pei, you have a final chaf, you have a final Sadi. Unbelievable. It's the only pasuk in Tanakh that has all 27 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And the reason for that, the Be'er Moshe says, is to show that yearning for Mashiach literally is the entirety of our Avodah and our Torah. Now, I was very taken when I saw this comment of the Oilas Tamid that when a person is Mitzapel Yeshua, and these now 15 different intervals, you're mekayim two mitzvahs midivrei neviim, because I realize that actually you're mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa as well. We pointed out many times over the years that how could it be that after lachamei v'esrim shana they're going to ask a person, nu, did you anticipate the coming of Mashiach? That's one of the six main questions that a person will be asked. So you would think then it would have to say somewhere in the Chumash that you have to be Mitzapel Yeshua. I mean, if it's one of the six main questions, you would think it's one of the 613 mitzvahs. And in fact, the Smak teaches that you know which mitzvah it is in the Torah to await the coming of Mashiach? The first mitzvah. Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha Asher Hoitzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The Smak says that part of believing and remembering that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim is believing that Hashem will redeem us from the current galus. In our last year before Pesach, we pointed out then that every time we do a mitzvah, that Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim, so every time you walk through a doorway, and of course you want to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Mezuzah, so you remember Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, you utilize the opportunity also to await the coming of Mashiach. I would like everyone listening to the shir to try to take upon themselves, B'li Neder, that when they walk out of a door and they see a mezuzah, if you think the mezuzah reminds me that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and therefore we remember Hashem controls the world, that is a mitzvah d'oraisa. You know which mitzvah it is? It's called the mitzvah mezuzah. That's the purpose of mezuzah. That's what it says in the mezuzah. That's what the Rambam says you should think. Well, part of that is also to be Mitzapel Yeshua. Look in the Smak. The Smak says, Leida sha'oisoi sha'boro shamayim va'oretz. You should know that he who created heaven and earth, hu levadoi moisha lamala, he alone rules above, ulamata below, uvadalad ruchos ha'olam in the four corners of the world. D'chsiv, anoichi Hashem aleikecha, uchsiv viadata hayoim v'hashevois el vavecha, ki Hashem eloikim v'hashamayim ima v'alos v'tachas enoid. To exclude the philosophim who say that the world runs on its own, it has no guide. And they say all the great miracles, the splitting of the sea, the Exodus, all the wonders, we're done b'mazel, and we have to understand that sheker. Achein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maniges ha'olam b'ruach piv, v'hu ha'yitzion mimitzrayim, ve'ein adam noikev etzba lamata elohim kein machrizin ala milmala. No one bangs their finger below unless they cry out above. Meaning, unless heaven decrees, unless the Ribbon Shem decrees, nobody's going to even bang their finger. Says the Smak, that which Chazal say, that la'achar misa, they're going to ask someone, sipisa li'yeshua, heichan ksuva mitzvah zois. Where does it say this mitzvah? El shma mina bezet toloi. Shekeshem sheyesh lahamin shoytzianu mi mitzrayim. Shenema anuch yashem lekecha. Yesh lanu lahamin. Sheyoytzianu. That he will take us out. V'yikabitzenu mi ben agoyim. So, before Pesach, we learned that when you walk through a doorway, or when you put on tefillin, or when you say kiddush, or when you observe Shabbos, or when you wear tzitzis, all the mitzvahs we do that are zecher letzias Mitzrayim, we should also think, it reminds us, and we yearn, Hashem should redeem us from Galus America. And He will. And we should be zecher to see it. Part of the mitzvah of zechiras letzias Mitzrayim. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. It's going to take time to get this into your minds. Because I gave this year before Pesach about walking out of a doorway and thinking this. And I have to admit, I still didn't remember to do it yet. Maybe if I say it enough times, it will finally sink into my mind. But you have to review this multiple times because it takes, it's like you want to train somebody. You have to repeat it many, many times. You have to constantly review this smack. That part of remembering Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim is to remember to be Mitzapa Yeshua. So it comes out that not only you're Mekayim two mitzvahs midivrei Nevi'im by being Mitzapa Yeshua, you're Mekayim a mitzvah in the Torah of Anochi Hashem Lekecha. In the commentary of the Rav Shmuel Hamaner on Tehillim, he says on Tehillim Perek Mem Beis and Tehillim Perek Mem Gimel, Ma tishtoich achi nafshi, uma tehemi olai, hoichili leilokim, I yearn for Hashem. Or in Mem Gimel Hei, Ma tishtoich achi nafshi, uma tehemi olai, hoichili leilokim, ki oid oidenu Yeshua's panai velokai. He says we are nitztave to mechazek in bitachoin, and to be mechake uletzapois for Hashem's Yeshua, that He will swiftly redeem us, geulas haylamim, and He will make miracles for us, nisim gluyim, that kimeitzescha me'eretz Mitzrayim. He will bring us to the Har HaBayis, and we will praise Him, we will thank Him, v'shamnale, v'neiroa, v'neshtachave, v'shalosh pa'amei regaleinu. Ka'kosa b'sarasecha, shalosh pa'amim bashana. Now, I believe there's another pasuk. So far, we found four psukim in the Nevi'im. We have a pasuk in Chavakuk that says Chak Eloi. We have a pasuk in Tzefanya Chakuli. We have two psukim in Tehillim of Hoichili Leloikim, Hoichili Leloikim, to await the salvation of Hashem. But I believe there's another pasuk in the Chumash itself. The Rambam says, and this is something we also spoke out in the past, but I want to mention it in this context. The Rambam says that the King Mashiach, who's destined to rise up, when I say rise up, I mean to establish himself and to restore the Davidic dynasty and build the Beis HaMikdash and be Mekabetz Nidchei Yisrael, he says, He will restore all the halachas of the Torah. We will bring karbanos. And says the Rambam, anyone who doesn't believe in it, or someone who doesn't await it, is not only denying the other Nevi'im, but he's being a koifer in the Torah. So we once asked, and this is the question of the Brisker Rav, I understand why if you don't believe in Mashiach, maybe you're in a koifer in the Torah, But where does the Torah say you have to await the coming of Mashiach? So we saw, we just saw in the smack. It's part of the mitzvah of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Asher hoitzeisicha me'aretz Mitzrayim. However, the Brisker Rav has another interpretation, an amazing interpretation. You see, the Rambam, a few lines down, he says, he quotes the Pasuk, Af b'parshas Bilam nemar, v'sham niba b'shnei ha-mashichim. Let me see. Okay. Elevator Sharia Tor Hidolov, Vishava Shamalikacha Shavuscha, Vrihamcha, Vishava Kibetcha, Mia Nidachacha, Vixia Shamayim. Af Biparshas Bilam Namar, Visham Niva Bishne Hamashichim, David, Mashiach, Visham Hu Oimer, Erenu Vulai Ata, Ashurenu Vulai Karav. Literally, Erenu, I see it, but not now. Is David. Ashurenu, what does the word Ashurenu mean? Simply, Ashurenu means, I see him. I see him. Like in the Slichas, we say, Shur ki Avid Chasidenu. However, the Brisker Rav says there's a pasuk in Hosea that says, Ashurenu, Kimai Ari Bederach Ashur. Now, we would translate Bederach Ashur as on the road to Assyria. Rashi says, whenever Assyria is mentioned in the Chumash, there's a Dagesh in it. And in the Pasuk, Bederach Ashur, there's no Dagesh. Rashi says the word Bederach Ashur, Ashur means to... Now, Rashi doesn't say this on Chumash. Rashi says this in Hosea. Ashur means to lurk and to wait in ambush. Says Rashi, how do I know Ashur means to wait in ambush? Like the Pasuk says, Ashurenu v'loi karav. Rashi in Hosea teaches us that the Pasuk Ashurenu v'loi karav means I wait in ambush for the coming of Mashiach. Meaning, I am actively waiting for it. I am actively waiting for the coming of Mashiach. I am actively waiting for the coming of Mashiach. So it comes out, one who believes in the coming of Mashiach, and one who actively awaits it, he's mekayim the mitzvah, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoitzeisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. He's mekayim the mitzvah, Ashurenu V'loi Karov. He's mekayim the mitzvah of the Nevi'im, of Chavakuk, Chaku Im Yismamea Chakeloi. He's mekayim the pasuk in Sefanya, Chaku Li Nu'um Hashem. He's mekayim the pasuk in Tehillim, Hoychili leiloi kim ki oidoi deni shuas panai velikai. He's mekayim the pasuk in Tehillim. Hoychili leiloi kim ki oidoi deni shuas panai velikai. So those are six mitzvahs that one is mekayim by actively awaiting the coming of Mashiach. So every time you walk out of a door and you think, I'm remembering Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and I'm being mitzapa li Yeshua, you could gather up an additional six mitzvahs. What an amazing opportunity. Okay, friends, this is the concludes the shir on tefillah. And since this is the Zman of Perkei Avos, if anybody wants to join us, we've been learning Rabbeinu Yonah on Perkei Avos this time of the year. It's a short shir. If anybody wants to stay, you're more than welcome.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.